Zer Empresario Magazine presents Claudia Sheinbaum, candidate for the presidency of the republic, by Jose Martin Rodriguez. Who is Claudia Sheinbaum? The current candidate for the presidency of Mexico was born in 1962. She is passionate about social causes, since she remembers her first approach at the age of six, when she closely experienced the student movement of 1968 when her mother actively participated in that movement that would mark the beginning of her own struggle years later. Far from populist rhetoric, a woman who feels uncomfortable in front of massive audiences, is not recognized as a leader of the masses, barely smiles at public events and demonstrates that she performs better at a conference between scientists than on a stage in front of hundreds of supporters. When she was studying at the Faculty of Sciences of the National Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM, Claudia Sheinbaum was part of the University Student Council, SU. This SU movement accompanied the founding of the Party of the Democratic Revolution, PRD in 1989, headed by Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas, Porfirio Muñoz Ledo and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, hence his closeness with the current President of the Republic. Sheinbaum Pardo graduated with a bachelor's degree in physics, obtained a master's degree in energy engineering in 1994. In 1995 she moved to California to carry out her research at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory with the aim of obtaining her doctorate degree in environmental engineering with the thesis Trends and Perspectives of Residential Energy in Mexico, also by UNAM. Claudia Sheinbaum in politics. The first public position that Dr. Sheinbaum held was that of Secretary of the Environment of the Federal District. She was appointed by the then head of government Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who knew of the studies carried out by Sheinbaum on environmental matters and held the position for almost 6 years. Since then, her relationship with López Obrador has been particularly close, since in 2006 she resigned from the position to become his campaign spokesperson when he was a candidate for the presidency for the PRD. In 2015, she was a Morena candidate for the Tlalpan delegation where she was elected. Her work in the largest delegation in the city, her management had important achievements. She created 21 cyber schools, centers for access to distance education for all ages, with that young people could complete their studies for free through the internet, reinstated the Alancan Festival and implemented a method of replacing the hydraulic system in the Ajusco area to bring water to the most disadvantaged areas. After winning the July 2018 elections, she became the first elected head of government of Mexico City, one of the largest capitals in the world. In 2024, former head of government of Mexico City, she became the presidential candidate of the movement National Regeneration, Morena. Sheinbaum will face Xochitl Galvez, the candidate of the opposition Frente Amplio por México, in June 2024, to be the first female president of Mexico. What does Claudia Sheinbaum commit to if she is elected president of Mexico? Last month, Dr. Sheinbaum presented a long list of 100 commitments in case the vote of Mexicans favors her. We will not cite the complete list, but we will quote those that we consider important to our readers. I will govern with the obligatory division between political power and economic power. I will never submit to any economic, political or foreign power. I will always work for the supreme interest of the people of Mexico and the nation. We will govern with the maxim of Mexican humanism, for the good of all, first the poor. We will be a sensitive, close government, of territory and not of a desk. I will continue visiting all the states of the republic. It will guarantee freedoms of expression, of the press, of assembly, of mobilization. Human rights will be respected and we will never use the force of the state to repress the people of Mexico. In terms of work and economy, he listed, we will continue to increase the minimum wage, in agreement with the business sector. We are going to convince them that the minimum wage should reach 2.5 basic baskets per day. That means a nominal increase in the following years of about 11% annually. In infrastructure, he listed some ambitious programs. The free zone will be maintained on the 3,180 kilometers on the border with the United States with all its incentives. We are going to strengthen coordination with the United States, as has been done now, to expand, improve and streamline border crossings. We will consolidate the president's strategic projects. We will not forget them. We are going to consolidate the Mayan train, the interoceanic railway, the Felipe Ángeles airport, the Dos Bocas refinery, the modernization of the refineries and others that the president is going to leave us for consolidation. The 18,000 kilometers of railway tracks privatized by previous governments will be used for passenger trains, including the Aguascalientes train, Chihuahua, Ciudad Juárez. We will invest in the modernization of at least 3,000 kilometers of rural roads and expand the artisanal roads program. We are going to finish, widen and make some new roads like the Guaymas Highway, Hermosillo, Moctezuma, Nuevo Casas Grandes, Ciudad Juárez. We are going to support the main cities of Mexico with electric transportation systems. We are also in favor of taking advantage of the strategic position that the trade agreement with North America offers us to boost private, foreign and national investment through the so-called phenomenon of business relocation. To conclude, we see that there are at least 100 proposals. Many of them pursue the goal of benefiting those who have the least. It is clear that the infrastructure is necessary and that it must be given continuity and consolidate what is already done and works well. However, we see that at least in the proposals, the Central South has a greater weight than the northern regions. On June 2, Mexico will decide who will take the helm of the country. Copyright 2024 Grupo Editorial Zara Impresario, all rights reserved. Any opinion expressed in the various contents of this podcast is the responsibility of the person who expresses it and does not necessarily reflect the position of this publishing house.